And a very good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into the 6 o'clock hour. Byers & Company. Kevin Brahaney sitting in for the vacationing Brian Byers. Jeff Daly, Mike Spaulding. We're going to talk to Cater Brew Works and so much more this hour. Good morning.
Byers & Company. On News Talk 1340, WSOY.
And good morning to you all. It is Thursday, January 28th. We are almost through the first month of 2016. Hard to believe. One more day and then I think Monday's the first or something like that.
Yeah, Monday's the first of February and it can't keep going fast enough. Let's get to spring, please.
Well, you know, that's a good point. That is a good point. We got a lot to do between now and then. I mean, we've got the Super Bowl coming up and... Well, I know we got that Lance Sparrow event coming up.
Special event. Details more coming up on that next week.
March 8th, right?
Yes.
At the conference. We're going to have pork chops.
That sounds good.
Yep. Tied it down yesterday.
Awesome.
Pork chops at the conference center.
Pork chops and applesauce.
Yes. Well, I didn't ask about the applesauce. Of course you'd have applesauce with pork chops.
It's like a staple.
There's going to be chocolate cake. I know that.
There you go.
All right. So... Well, yeah, we're working on all the details. We'll have it all figured out. It's going to be very affordable because we want young people there along with their parents. And it's going to be on March 8th. It's going to be at the conference center. It's probably going to start at 6 o'clock. And tickets will go on sale probably late next week, wouldn't you say?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So Brian will keep you up to date on all that.
A month to get some tickets sold and get some folks ready to go. It should be a great day.
I want a big turnout. I'd love to get 500 to 700 people there.
That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be so? It's worth it.
Mr. Barrow is great. He's fun to listen to. He's a great personality, and he's just a great guy in general.
He's a major speaker.
Yes.
I mean, he's not easy to get. He's only doing it because he likes us here, and Jim Kimmins is from this town.
So nice.
Yeah. So... we'll tell you more about it, but...
don't have too much pity on Kimmins, though. He's in Pebble Beach, right?
Yeah, he is. Well, you can say whatever you want to say at your own risk tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow.
Have to call him.
Right. Yes.
At 5:40 in the morning.
Right. And so, you know, that's just your warning.
Yeah, I know.
That's the hazard pay of being a producer of the Byers & Company
radio show. It just comes with the turf.
Okay, so I've got a shout out here.
Okay.
All right. And you know, when you're doing the morning show, there's a process. We talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Get up around 4 and check out the news, figure out what you're going to talk about. Worked on it a little bit last night. And but yeah, you want to be fresh and we'll see what's happening, anything going on over tonight. And then you know, you get ready. Well, this time I was lagging behind, Jeff.
I know how that goes.
And I left my house. I forgot to put the trash out. So as I was leaving, my dear wife says, "Don't forget the trash." I go, trash.
Trash.
Well, I didn't calculate that into my routine.
I know.
And, you know, you can't be late. It's 5:06, do or die. There's
right.
a deadline. You got to be here at 5:06 at the very latest.
Right.
Probably ought to be here maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. And
but that's okay.
So here's what happened. I did the trash, and I look at my watch, and it's 5:47. And I said, well, now, I normally have donuts for my guests because, you know, when you ask people to come in here at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, it's nicer to have some donuts and coffee for them as opposed to them just getting up and having to walk in here and talk on the radio.
We appreciate you feeding the radio people, too.
Yeah, they get the leftovers, except for our crew.
Right.
Mike and Jeff and Carolyn, who's always here early, they get donuts anytime they want. So, you know, my shout-out goes to Amanda Brillo. Amanda Brillo is she's like my pit team because I call her in advance. You know, I'm driving down Weaver Road. She always answers with a very delightful voice very early in the morning at Golden Glaze Donuts. And I said, Amanda, it's Kevin. Hi, Kevin. A dozen and a half, cup of coffee, 2 Splenda. Yes, ma'am. I'll have them ready for you. And, you know, she's like a pit team.
So you roll up.
At 5:50. Well, maybe 5:52.
Hit the drive-up window at Golden Glaze.
Yeah, there's only 2 unknowns, and Amanda's not one of them. The unknowns is there anybody there ahead of me? And that's a problem at 5:52.
Right.
Right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't this time. Yesterday there was. And it was somebody buying one donut but couldn't decide whether they should get the sugar one, the jelly one, or the chocolate one in their cup of coffee. And I'm looking at my watch, and Amanda, she sees me. She's getting fidgety. She knows we're on a time schedule here. And she got that guy out of there.
That's great.
She moved him on.
Thank you, Amanda.
Here, take two donuts. Just get out of this guy's way.
take them, please.
That's
just
right.
Go.
There are working people out here. This is some retired guy, I'm sure.
We've got tight schedules. Yeah, well, he's hitting the donut shop first.
Yeah,
thing
in a pickup truck.
Yeah, there you go.
And there are anybody who drives a pickup truck, and I know you do, it seems like you have all the time in the world. I've never seen a more relaxed people in all my life.
Not usually. I'm usually motoring from point A to point B as quickly as possible.
There's something about that pickup truck that just gives you that sense of ease.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You just truck on down the road.
That's right.
And when you're in line for your donuts, and I got to get to a radio show, move that pickup truck along, please.
Fantastic.
But this morning, boy, Amanda, you are the best. So I pull up there. She has my donuts ready. She hands them out the window. She hands me a cup of coffee. I handle her money with a nice tip. And I bid her a fair adieu. And off we go.
Down the road. And you're here, and you were on time and ready to go. In
yeah,
the seat.
I had 5 minutes to spare, didn't I?
Now you did great. Yeah. You did great. Well, I always get the worried text from you. That's when I know you're running a little behind. But that's okay. I know you're going to be.
Well,
I appreciate the text.
I'm putting myself in your place. What happens if this guy doesn't show up or if he didn't wake up in no text? At least you know if
right.
I'm not here at 5 till I'm on my way. At least
right.
you know that much.
Right.
Right?
I play commercials.
You didn't have to.
I didn't have to.
All right. So Dan Carr is the owner of Golden Glaze. I just want you to know Amanda is really, really providing great customer service, not now and then, every morning I do this show.
And thank you on behalf of us who are consuming the donuts. Because they are great. Love Golden Glazed Donuts.
All right, so you told me about something. I'm reading the news. I'm watching everything last night about Trump and Fox and him doing his deal for veterans tonight at 9 o'clock and O'Reilly and him. And then I walk in this morning. You told me something I didn't see anywhere in the news. It's the 30th anniversary of the shuttle blowing up?
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of the Challenger disaster.
And that was Sally Ride?
Krista McCullough.
Krista McCullough.
She was the teacher.
Man, oh, man. That's one of those experiences. I don't know about you, Jeff. It was like when Kennedy got shot. You knew exactly where you were and about what time it was, and it's just kind of embedded in your brain.
And here's what's funny. You and I were talking before we went on the air. You know, thought it was morning. Yeah, it turns out it was. It was about 20 till 11 our time when that happened.
I thought so because I remember sitting at the Polar Ice Plaza eating lunch. They're on El Dorado Street, and I don't think it's there anymore, that particular restaurant, but at the time, and I remember sitting at the bar eating my BLT and drinking my Diet Coke, kind of in shock, watching the president address the nation, President Reagan. And what that was the day he was supposed to do the State of the Union address, and I think they delayed it.
Really?
I believe so.
Wow.
I believe that he delayed the State of the Union address because of that disaster.
I was working in retail at a local toy store chain in St. Louis on the Rock Road. I mean, I can vividly remember standing.
Toys R Us?
No, Toys R Us wasn't in town yet. It was a locally owned chain called Toy Chest.
Toy Chest, all right.
And I distinctly remember standing. For some reason, I became aware that the launch was happening. I knew Camo X was carrying it. So I was standing in this room where we put together displays and customer orders and stuff like that, listening to the launch when we discovered, and then it all played out from there, that it exploded, but something happened.
Oh, gosh, what a disaster.
Vividly remember that.
To watch that blow up and knowing all those people just died was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it brought back home because you start, even the networks hardly ever broadcasted the launches.
Everybody took it for granted
that everything's going to be fine.
Right, and I think that's why I was listening to it, because I heard that, you know, I was flipping around and I knew that the launch was happening. I thought, well, let's see if Camo X was carrying it, and they were, and that's when it all played out after that.
Well, you just made my point that I made, I think it was the last time I did, I sat in for Brian, about WSOY Radio. WSOY Radio is the identical counterpart to Camo X in St. Louis. Camo X, when anything ever happened big in the community, and you didn't know exactly what the answers were, all you had to do was flip on Campbell X, and they were on it.
Right.
And that's what WSOY does in this town. And thanks to you, your staff, Mike Halvey and his leadership, and more importantly, Brian Byers, who also just has his finger on the pulse of everything.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, we are in business to serve the community, and that's what we try to do each and every day.
But didn't that radio station inspire you to go into radio?
There's a couple of them, actually. I mean, when I was considerably younger, I lived up near the in the Chicago suburbs.
WGN.
And, WLS, actually.
Oh.
I wanted to be a DJ.
Uncle Tommy and Larry Lujak.
Yeah, Lujak, Landecker, you know, all of those guys. And then The Loop came along, and it was...
Jonathan Brantmar.
It was Steve Dahl. It was Steve and Gary. That's
and then,
right.
Did you hear the fight that they had on WLS?
No.
Yeah. Larry Lujak.
Why am I not surprised?
Steve Dahl went over, and Gary went to WLS, and they were always breaking rules and getting in trouble, kind of like Stern did in
right.
WFAN or whatever, in New York, or WNBC. And they start making funny. They start making fun of Larry Lujak, who was the afternoon guy, or was it vice versa? No, they were the afternoon guys. He was the morning guy.
Right.
And he had a broken leg, and he's a real grumpy guy. I guess he stayed too long in the business, and they're making fun of him, sitting there doing nothing. But he sits around the station all day, doesn't ever go home, but he does nothing. Now he has a broken leg, and he's a real grumpy guy. And he came in the studio and started swinging at him and cussing
really?
On the air.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
No, I missed that.
That was in the 80s, I guess.
I'm not surprised by it, but... Well, and then I moved back down to St. Louis, and, you know, and there's great rock stations, and, of course, you know, with KSHE, but, of course, KMOX was always there, and, you know, as I got older, it became more of a part of my life and definitely contributed to what I do today.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's you get it, and Brian and I talk about it often, but you get the value of a community radio station.
Right.
Whether it's – and, you know, the rock and roll ones are too – you know, it was KXOK. And it was,
right. Oh, God, yeah.
You know, and then KDNL along mm-hmm. with KSHE mm-hmm. on the FM side.
Right.
And KSLQ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those stations, they help raise you.
Right.
And then when you wanted something important, or you had to find out, even as a teenager, because your parents listened to Camel X,
right.
you always went to the standard bearer of the stations, you know, and to get the real news. And that's what WSOY is here, and now Newhoff with all five stations. So, anyway, you know, going back to you, Amanda, thank you, and to you, Dan, thank you. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, there's still more news to talk. That's Trump thing. Did you watch that last night?
No, I was reading. I was just reading excerpts from it this morning, and because it's tied up with a few things yesterday evening. But yeah, no, it's just off the rails at this point. Is anybody gonna watch?
Oh yeah, I think they're gonna be watching two different. And here's what I'm surprised he didn't say, because O'Reilly was very convincing on why he should go on this debate, and you can tell these two guys are buddies,
right?
But He's right now, he's still saying he's not going.
Yeah.
But Jeb Bush is betting $20 he shows up.
We will see.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to find out tonight. Hey, did you get your app notification this morning?
Oh, yes, I guess. I heard it buzzing. I said it had to be it, unless my wife is letting me know I said something wrong again.
Anyway, I'm texting you about making sure you put the garbage out. He did,
oh, no.
Sue.
Dear. Oh, you'll be happy with me.
There you go. No, the Team Zoe ticket window is open through the Now Decatur app. Just download the Now Decatur app at Google Play or the iTunes Store, and you could win yourself a pair of tickets to Sunday's Illinois-Wisconsin game.
We were so busy yesterday, we didn't give those two tickets away for tonight.
And we do. We have a pair. The Team Zoe ticket window is open, I guess, right now. Right?
All right, let's do it in this commercial break that I'm now late for.
And we have a pair of tickets for tonight's Illinois-Ohio State game. You got to be able to pick these up before close of business today. But what caller number you want to take?
Oh, you know, let's see. You went through about 30 yesterday. I'll give you a break. Let's do four.
Caller number four.
We're going to reward you folks that are out there listening
the
from
6
to 6:30.
Right.
You deserve these tickets over everybody else that listens to the show. And so call in right now, 875-1340, and get two tickets for tonight's game. Pretty good seats, too.
Pretty good seats. And it's a chance to win and go see the Illini in the newly renovated State Farm Center.
And these happen to be Team Soy ticket window tickets.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Soy Capital Bank and J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds.
Remarkable how that works out. Caller number four right now at 875-1340. Increasing clouds today with a high of 41. Look for clouds tonight, 34 the overnight low. Sunshine and 42 tomorrow. And definitely want to talk about Saturday. Sunshine with a high of 52 degrees. Currently in downtown Decatur, it's 34 degrees. Your WSOI time is 6:23.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. Our business has been owned and operated by my family for over 60 years. At Maroa Lumber, we carry top brand quality names like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry quality lumber, roofing, and siding materials. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs for any job. And don't forget about our rental department. With a wide variety of clean, well-maintained equipment to choose from, the Maroa Lumber Rental Department makes any do-it-yourself job easy. Maroa Lumber has a knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Maroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Growing season is coming, and you've got one chance to get it right. So commit to doing all you can to increase your corn yields and grow your bottom line. Like adding Stratego Yield fungicide at the early season rate to your post-emergence herbicide tank mix. Treatment costs are reduced at early season, and you'll get unbeatable disease control for healthier fields and more bushels per acre. Profit from the season with Stratego Yield from Bayer. Learn more at strategoyld.us/make it count. Always read and follow label instructions.
Can you feel the transformation? 650 new jobs, $180 million in new facilities and business expansions, creation of the Midwest Inland Port. This is Decatur and Macon County, where industry meets innovation and talent meets demand. The Economic Development Corporation is in business to build business, achieve success, and create the future today, where quality of life means something more. Work with the Economic Development Corporation to create a customized development plan for your business and incentives tailored to meet your needs. Your business will be in good company. Discover the momentum at DecaturEDC.com. We are the Economic Development Corporation, and we are City Limitless. Brought to you by Newhoff Media.
Get what you want when you want it. Now, with the Now Decatur app presented by Brinkhotter & Associates. Get the latest news from the WSOY news team. Fresh local sports from ESPN Decatur. Breaking news, weather, all of your favorite shows on demand. And, of course, you can listen live right there on your iPhone or Android device. Download it today at the Google Play Store and the iTunes Store. Get the Now Decatur app now. Presented by Brinkhotter & Associates Realtors. Open the possibilities at Brinkhotter.com.
Byers and Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Welcome back, or welcome to. I mean, we're just getting started.
Just Byers getting rolling.
And Brian's going to be back on Monday, so we have another full day tomorrow as well as today. I didn't tell anybody about today yet.
Great lineup coming up today, so make sure you stay with us all morning.
Hey, Mike Spaulding, good morning to you, sir. Get your recorder ready.
All right, we have news today?
I think we're going to, well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's a totally spontaneous show. One never knows, so you have to have your finger on the button at all times. It's kind of like the president. So you guys already reported. I saw the piece that Ryan did on Brewworks. They opened up the other day, and the grand opening's this weekend. So Drew Lewandowski and Stan Reeves, and I think Mike Cole, all three of them are going to be here, but we'll find out in a few minutes. Someone's here already. And Julie Moore, our mayor, she's coming in. This could be the news that you could use. And she'll be in at 7 o'clock. And then right after that, after Mark Tupper, the city manager. How's that for a lineup?
All right.
For a newsmaker.
I'm just going to be recording the whole time.
All right. You might as well. You never know. And I am. And I'll give them a tip if they're listening right now. There are a few things I want to talk about. One is this casino. You know, this casino is kind of big information right now to a lot of people. I don't know which way everybody's going on this, but Steve Horvey's going to be in here tomorrow, and we're going to talk to him about it. And I'd like to kind of get an idea what the mayor thinks the city council is going to do and what the city manager thinks about it. And so that's one of the many things we'll talk to them about. And then, you know, some fun stuff at the end of the show. We'll talk to Aaron Largent and Beth Creighton. They've got For the Love of It at the Decatur Club coming up this weekend. It's a blast. It's a cabaret. Wonderful, wonderful entertainment this weekend here at the Decatur Club. So that's what we're talking about today. Okay with you, Jeff?
That sounds good. All kinds of great stuff.
All right, so last night, I really didn't plan on coming back in this morning and talking about the big Trump Fox News controversy. But it's not old news. I mean, it just keeps on growing arms and legs.
So do you think he's going to show up?
Yesterday I said yes, and I still want to believe he might. But I'm not as strong on it because he's already lined up this other event at Drake University.
Yeah.
A big event at 9 o'clock. And, you know, once he's telling everybody he's going to raise all this money for, I don't know if it's Wounded Warriors or veterans, but
right.
Or maybe both. And my guess is what he's banking on is CNN and MSNBC covering that live.
Yeah.
And so he gets a whole hour of him, nothing but him, the way he wants to say things.
Right.
Looking like a hero for the veterans. While the other ones are battling out over on Fox. And but here, listen to this. O'Reilly was, I think these guys are friends. And I think that's why Trump agreed to go on a show last night. Even though he said he committed last week, he still could have got out of it. Even O'Reilly said that. He's surprised he showed up. But O'Reilly really hit him hard, saying it's good for America for you to be on this debate.
Right.
Don't let these petty things of tweets and stuff. And he just said, you know, I don't like to be taken advantage of. I'm representing the country as president. And if I'm going to let our country be taken advantage of, I shouldn't be president. So no one's going to take advantage of me, which he feels Fox is doing. And he also said that I have zero respect for Megyn Kelly. And her questions last time were ridiculous. And he called her a lightweight. And he says, coming on your show is even harder than doing the debate. So there.
We'll find out more.
Let's go to the news, and we'll be talking Brewworks after that.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Good morning. I'm Mike Spaulding. Here is your local news first. Drones have caught on in family farming, but large corporations are also taking notice and beginning to implement the unmanned aerial vehicles to their advantage. In 2014, ADM became the first corporation to receive legal status to use drones to survey crops. Since that time, ADM Crop Services' Kevin Bokenstead says they've found various ways to utilize them.
Well, it's to cover more ground in a faster fashion, and we can work more claims more efficiently. So our workload gets pretty hefty at times, and this will be a tool to help us maximize our efficiencies and do it faster.
Bokenstead said they currently utilize two drones, but ADM intends to triple the size of their fleet by 2017. Our full coverage of this year's Midwest Drone Conference can be found at nowdecatur.com. More local news after Fox.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Unless there's a last-minute change of heart, tonight's Republican debate in Iowa will be Trumpless. Donald Trump's boycotting, he says, with the final straw of Fox News press release mocking him.
They came out with this ridiculous PR statement. It was like drawn up by a child, and it was a taunt. And I said, you know, how much of this do you take?
He was on the O'Reilly Factor last night. Three more members of a group occupying an Oregon wildlife refuge are in custody, arrested at an FBI checkpoint with five allowed to leave. Eight were arrested Tuesday with one killed during a traffic stop.
The lawyer for Ammon Bundy, the group's leader, is telling the remaining armed ranchers it's time to move on.
Go home and hug your families. This fight is ours for now, in the courts.
They've argued the federal government has been encroaching on its federal land use rights for cattle grazing.
Fox's Patricia Stark. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. The Macon County Sheriff's Departments joined the push to get some clean water to Flint, Michigan. Macon County Sheriff Tom Schneider says his office set a goal of 180 cases to send up to Flint, but they've quickly surpassed that goal.
We're participating with the other residents here in Macon County and Decatur, Illinois, trying to be able to do all we can in a short amount of time and be able to get it up there to Flint, Michigan. And I know that we are going to blow them away in reference to the donations that they're going to receive.
A community group led by Jacob Jenkins and his group, the Distinguished Gentlemen's Academy, They're still time to drop off water at various locations around town, including Gateway Community Center, Rated R Tattoo, and My Shipping Place. The Decatur Public School District also collecting water until Friday morning. Your next news update comes at the top of the hour. Breaking news as it happens. I'm Mike Spaulding with your WSOY News from Neuhoff Media. Media made locally.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Look for increasing clouds in your WSOY 3-day weather forecast for this afternoon. A high of 41 degrees, clouds 24 tonight. Sunshine 42 on Friday, and looking ahead to Saturday, sunny skies with a high of 52 degrees. Currently 34 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 6:34.
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Now, this is bar music. This is what you need in a brewery. Music like this. All right, Drew Lewandowski is in studio. He is officially open. And, wow, what a neat place that Brew Works. Decatur Brew Works, Main and Main. You couldn't have planned a better location.
No, it's beautiful. Right there on the corner, you can't miss it. It's got a good view of downtown. Looking at the Bears across the street, wonderful.
And I found out when it's a grand opening kind of week, it's so crowded that if you have to spill over, the Lincoln Lounge is just right around the corner.
That's right.
Until you can get in. I mean, it was
a response.
The first night, out the door.
Right. They were three across, too. I thought I was at Three Floyds over in Indiana for a minute.
You know what I liked about it? What I really liked about it is, and this was at, I was there right at 5 o'clock, and it was full. Every table was full. Everybody just sitting around. It reminded me of an Irish pub because everybody just sitting around and chatting, eating popcorn and drinking beer.
Right.
And it wasn't loud. It was just chatty. And everybody that was waiting in line to get their new beer, newly brewed beer, was just fine. You know, no one complained. No one said, "Oh God, I can't believe I got to wait in line," or anything like that. It was, "Oh, isn't this cool?"
Yeah, as a proprietor, I kind of got worried right away, so you know, went over and thanked people for their patience. But I'm okay, you know, and it's good because it's a whole new approach.
But you know what Pappy does down at the barbecue place in St. Louis?
What?
And I found out, I think it's Kathleen or Catherine or the lady at Wings Heaven, the new Wing Heaven. They, while you're waiting in line, they hand out samples.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, you get a little barbecue rib while you're waiting for your ribs. Because the line's a half hour long, and down at Pappy's, and she hands out little wings or something to keep you there. So, you know, just a suggestion, if you want to hand out little glasses of beer while we're waiting in line.
There you go. Yeah, but you might start something here, Kevin.
I'm just saying.
People just stand in line and wait for the free beer.
Oh, no. You get a little bit. I mean, just little teasers. They say, man, I got to stick around for this. So I was in Denver working the game last weekend and had 3 hours to kill on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
So guess what I did? I checked out their local brewery, downtown local brewery. And, man, was that fun. Now, you know me. I'm a big Anheuser-Busch guy.
Yes, you are.
And so I'm safe no matter where I go. If I can't find one of these local breweries. I can always grab. I can always go to my safe Stella or Budweiser. But these breweries are so cool. I mean, we've got one right here in Decatur.
Yeah, it's long overdue. You know,
this is a real beer. I mean, there's homemade beer right now, right?
Right here in town. It's made in town, and you know, we had a 100-year drought, and now things are picking up again.
And so, what you mean by that? There used to be a brewery here 100 years ago,
Decatur Brewing Company, and it was kind of cool. Last night, we Kent was at the bar, and he has a mug from the Decatur Brewing Company, and we filled it up for him, and he sat there and drank in a 100-year-old mug. And it had the roots of our logo in it. And, you know, I just the resonance of seeing somebody do that in our place is a lot of what we hope to achieve in atmosphere. And you mentioned about people talking, and it's not super noisy. You know, we couldn't have predicted that. You know,
and you have that Dell's popcorn.
Right. We had the peppered popcorn.
The peppered popcorn.
Right. And, we're going to see more of that. And Kemper helped us out with that. And we're going to be seeing it again on Friday and Saturday today.
Now, was my son Michael down there again last night?
I have a real job, and I was doing that, so if he was, it was probably early.
He told me he was going back down. That'd be two nights in a row.
Right. So, and we have people that so far have been there. We had Brian was sitting outside on our opening day for an hour, he committed to being the first one through the door, so he becomes a part of history.
Okay, you got to explain, though, this process of owning your own mug there, because – I can't imagine that I got this detail wrong, but I already lost my card. I guess I have to have a card with a number
right,
on it.
Right, we can look you up. We do know who you are.
All right.
So, Mug Club, but I'm going to right up front, Mug Club is completely sold out. We had 120 memberships, essentially for $35, you get $1 off your first beer of the day when you come into Decatur Brew Works, and then you get a free beer on your birthday, free beer on our anniversary opening
I just want my own mug. I want to walk around the bar with my own mug.
That's my mug. Yeah. Right? Yeah, and they're nice mugs, nice heavy glass with our logo on it.
And explain the plaque. Now, Kyle May on his Facebook was hanging a plaque with our names on it. What was that all about?
It was our wall of fame. People that had contributed to our Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, okay.
So raise money for our
We got on a plaque for that.
Yeah, you're up on the wall forever.
Awesome.
Yeah, so there you're up there. Kyle's up there.
It's great to be a B, because I think you had him in alphabetical order, so I was on top.
Well, we might have manipulated that a little bit. But no.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, so we want to give recognition to all those people, and they made it happen. Our T-shirts, our promo T-shirts with Kickstarter have "I brought the beer back to Decatur" on the back.
Okay, so Drew Lewandowski, Stan Reeves, and Mark Call.
Micah Call.
He spells it M-I-C-O-L, right?
C-A-H.
C-A-H. I knew it was a strange.
We can talk about him because he's probably not listening.
He's supposed to be
get
here
up this morning.
So, you know, because I butchered your name, don't be mad. I would have had a right had you been sitting here like you were going to. You know, what happened to those two guys? All three of you were coming in.
I don't know. These young guys today, you know what? We wear them out. You know, we've all been there. We all have full-time jobs. And it kind of.
Big full-time jobs.
Right. Big full-time jobs. So. I think it kind of got to him. Stanley lives, of course, in Springfield, our fourth partner.
He may want to rethink that.
Yeah. Renee Manring actually works in Chicago, so she's up there part of the week. And
yeah, she'll
comes
rethink
back here.
That,
yeah.
Too. So. Decatur's a great place to live.
It is. You know, I can't say that enough, because I was a guy who kind of had a period of time where when I came here, was in, like, shock.
Yeah.
And I got over that, and it's just like Brew Works. A lot of people said, that's not going to work in Decatur. I actually had people tell me that, and I stayed focused on the goal.
Well, these last few nights are no indication of that.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
People were waiting for it repeatedly. God, you know, we're so glad you're here. This is just like, you know, other urban areas that got great breweries, and now Decatur has its own.
See, Jeff, I told you the donuts mean something. Drew knew that there'd be donuts here. Well, can you imagine if I had no donuts? None of them would have showed up. At least they got one out of three.
But like you said, at least the younger guys, you know, we're here. We're ready to go. The younger guys are probably still napping at this particular point.
Right.
You snooze, you lose.
They're probably by Saturday, I'll fall down.
Well, we're going to take a break when we come back. I know this has been such a dream for you. It's a labor of love, and you're probably operating on adrenaline this week. So I just couldn't be happier for you, Drew, to see that kind of response.
Well, you know, the mission there was to bring great beer together with great people.
Well, it's happening.
It is.
And we're going to talk more about it and encourage everybody to try this out.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll take a break here and more with Drew Lewandowski and talking about Decatur Brew Works right after this break.
My dishes kept getting dirtier and dirtier. I tried loading my dishwasher differently. I tried using more soap. Nothing worked. And I had 30 people coming over for Christmas. I called Dick Van Dyke. They came right out and said my water pressure was low. After a plumber fixed that, Dick Van Dyke came back immediately and said the low water pressure over time had ruined the water valve in the dishwasher. He had one on his truck, fixed my dishwasher, and now it works great. Clean dishes again, and in time for my Christmas parties. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. When your appliances are stressing you out, call us. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Stand behind what we sell, we offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
Are you looking for a way to give back? Abused and neglected children in our community need your help. Become a CASA advocate and give these children a voice and help place them in permanent and safe homes. Just 15 to 20 hours per month of involvement by a CASA advocate can reduce the time a child is in foster care. I hope that you will consider being that voice. Advocate classes begin on February 4th, so visit MaconCountyCASA.org today to find out more information.
The Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of this year's 41st Annual Central Illinois Juve Jazz Festival. It starts on Friday, February 5th at 4 p.m. and runs through Sunday, February 7th. It's a jam-packed weekend with amazing talent. Session or full weekend passes available. It's the 41st Annual Central Illinois Juve Jazz Festival at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. For tickets, call Maggie at 217-546-6091. 217-546-6091.
Byers and Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
And welcome back to Byers and Company. We're talking to Drew Lewandowski, who's got a very important job in this community as the head of Macon Resources, the executive director,
yes.
President. Is it president?
No, it's just executive director.
Executive director. And when you talk of providing jobs and helping in a way that most businesses couldn't even dream to help the less fortunate with mental impairments, Macon Resources is his champion of that. And yeah. And you run that. I mean, you run that, and Stan is your chief financial officer.
Right.
And what is Mike?
Mike is our job procurement specialist.
Yeah. So this is going to be... First of all, those are really important jobs, but, you know, they can be pretty heady, pretty stressful. Now, to run a really classy brewery / beer drinking establishment has got to be such a change of life for you.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a nice change in a way.
Oh, sure it is.
You know, for me, I've been doing what I've been doing for 35 years. I've been in the field of disability services and
mental disability, that's
right.
What I was
year after year, worrying about cuts, this and that. We've been very blessed out of Macon Resources because we're heavily invested in industry in order not only to create jobs, but to also offset the, you know, the underfunding that, that our services have had.
I'm reading a lot of the the comments to the letters to the editors, things like that, about the prospects of maybe getting a casino out at the conference center. And it's a big issue right now because they're going to choose. And there's a romancing period going on right now trying to be one of the chosen ones. And then you also got to get your community to get behind it, including the city council and things like that. And here you are, a guy, and all your partners are very responsible people. And you see no problem with beer drinking and alcohol. And that's a vice, right? And if it's used the wrong way.
Right.
And every, you know, I'm reading all this list of preachers, mostly I think the Methodist ministers, that are against a casino. Can't you do gambling the same way you can do drinking, in moderation and responsibly, and still have the facility in the community?
I would hope so. You know, though, you know, I respect, as you know, I respect everybody's point of view, and you know, certainly if things are going to be a benefit to our economy and we can place people in jobs, you know, I don't know what the supportive evidence is. Is, you know, if you open a bar, does that create more alcoholics? I don't know, but I'm sure there's some data somewhere about that, and I think the same applies when people talk about gambling. I think that's an issue.
It can be. I mean, it really can be. But
go out in our community now. We have gambling, you know, those electronic machines almost
all over
everywhere.
My gosh, the state.
We don't, right up front, we don't have gambling machines. I'm going to say that up front, and we never will, because that's not part of our business model, nor do we think it's a good part of the vision that we had.
Yeah, but that's not an indictment against gambling.
No,
I mean, you don't have food either, but that doesn't mean you don't
like
food.
But it doesn't mean I hate restaurants.
Yeah.
In fact, they're our friends.
Right. It's a business model. I mean, you're not a local bar that has food and beer taps. You're a brewery that specializes in specialty beer.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm bringing people together because I think that environment, you know, is conducive to doing that. It's just like, it's no different than, you know, I'm going to use this beer analogy. You know, the American Revolution started in taverns with young men sitting around talking about discontent. And did the beer contribute and do a bad thing by stimulating, you know, communication about?
I mean, look what Jesus did with wine at the wedding for his mom, you know. It's part of our culture. And I say this because I've been to Ireland 3 times. When you go into the taverns, there's not a bunch of drunks. It's a social establishment.
Right, it is a social establishment.
And it's where people sit around and chat.
Right.
And that's what I saw in your place the other night.
It's very social. We have people talking about, hey, you know, can we bring in board games and things like that? Go, sure, you can leave them on the shelf here. Part of that vision was not just to sell a product. It was to create a community environment and resource, and I think we're doing that. And I see that in the feedback I'm getting from people.
And, you know, with Steve, and he'll be in tomorrow, I empathize with him because he took a huge risk in purchasing that hotel out there.
Right.
And he's got to figure out what to do with that giant hotel, because that's not your business model for hotels anymore. It's more of your Residence Inns and his Hilton Garden Inn Suites.
Right, and there we provide services to the conference center. I mean, we do groundskeeping there. So, you know, for us, from Macon Resources point of view, is a real positive. And, you know, even from the standpoint of we can train people, let's say, to take care of clean rooms in an efficient manner that's conducive to whatever their budget is. We want to do that too. And, you know, there'll be more sophisticated jobs if we have.
Just think about this, because what we're talking about is entertainment, quality of life issues,
right,
for people wanting to live in a community because there's some fun. What if you had a casino out there where you got plenty of space to do it, it's landlocked. What if you put a bowling alley, or what if you put a water park? Couldn't that even bring back Scoville Golf Course, because it's a destination center for people in, say, 150 to 200 mile radius?
Well, yeah, I would hope so, because they would stay over. Maybe they would, you know, gamble or listen to some sort of entertainment. Because I, you know, though I am not a patron of gambling, you know, there's my son likes to, for his bachelor party, and I went in the lounge and listened to the entertainment. Or
absolutely.
Whatever,
so. When I go to Vegas, I go to shows more than I go to the casinos, but now and then you hit a casino. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, finish up talking about this really, really cool new place on Main and Main. It's called Decatur Brew Works, right next to the Chinese garden, right?
Tea garden, right.
Tea garden. Okay, more with Drew right after this.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast calls for increasing clouds today with a high of 41 degrees. Clouds tonight, 24, the overnight low. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 42. I really want to talk about Saturday because we're looking for sunny skies with a high of 52 degrees. 34 currently in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time is 6:52.
Hey, you frustrated because you're trying to sell your home, but all you're getting are excuses? Hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you about Great American right in your backyard that could guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline that you agreed to or she'll have it bought. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson of Glenda Williamson Realty. Now, Glenda and her team have a system that outmarkets and outsells 99% of other agents in Decatur and surrounding communities. Now, I've talked to a lot of agents and invested millions of dollars into real estate, so believe me, I know one mistake can mean losing a lot of money. Now, Glenda and her team outsell the average agent 14 to 1, and they sell homes about 1 month faster. Now, you risk nothing since if at any point you're not happy, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Call the agent who I personally recommend. That's Glenda Williamson at 217-875-8081 or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. And consider your home sold.
I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. When we talk about being invested, we're talking about being committed to Decatur, its people, and its businesses. We're talking about helping this area grow and thrive. So we're invested in you, each of you, even if you're not yet one of our customers. Because our investment in Decatur is an investment in our future and yours. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, our colleagues do more than just a job. It's a mission. We're part of a family of hospitals and medical providers who deliver healthcare with compassion and excellence. We're seeking healthcare professionals to renew their careers. At St. Mary's, we offer a great working environment with a competitive benefits package. To learn more about available positions for nurses, medical technologists, and surgical technologists, please visit stmarysdecatur.com/jobs.
Following a disappointing performance at Sullivan, the St. Teresa Bulldogs leaped into the win column and dominated the Morrill Forsyth Trojans to a 63-31 final score. Now comes the Central Illinois Conference Tournament and a rematch with the Sullivan Redskins. Bulldogs fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me and Troy Hayes from Shelbyville on Saturday night. The Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show starts at 5:45, tip-off at 6. Right here on News Talk 1340 WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Well, we should wait for the crescendo, don't you think?
Right.
Yeah. I saw these guys at the Super Bowl in Miami. There it is.
Yeah, okay.
All right, welcome back to Byers & Company. Wrapping up this half hour with Drew Lewandowski, and we're talking about Decatur Brew Works. Its grand opening is Saturday, right?
Yes, this Saturday. We're open from noon to 10 p.m. We're going to be giving away a beer an hour. We'll have a drawing. You just put your name or business card in the jar, and every hour we'll ring the bell and pull a card out, and you get a free beer.
I can't find my card. Can I get a new one? I looked last night. Okay. I want my.
I'll
get
you
to
a
my
counterfeit
mug.
Card. Okay. A Kevin Brainy card.
I mean, whatever the number. I just heard I had to have a card.
We can look it up. Okay. We've got files.
All right. So do you have all the bugs worked out? I mean, you've been open, but you really haven't been. It's not the grand opening yet until
no.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a little tweaking to go on. And I think, you know, I've kind of, when I'm there, I try to go out on the floor, talk to people, let them know how it works, because it's kind of a self-service concept that, you know, we don't have servers that come out to the table.
Yeah,
you know, things
that.
Are slow.
Explain that. You walk in and go right to the bar and order your beer, right?
Right, or stake out a table, you know, because the tables go fast. And then we've got a menu there. You make your selections. You can buy a flight of beers, which are four-ounce servings of anything we have on tap. We've got 24 taps.
Right now,
we have three of our beers, and we have cider, we have mead, and we also have a selection of wine. So for those people who don't drink a malted beverage.
Okay, so three are your beers. Those are three Decatur brewers.
D-Town Brown, Bob the Belgian, and Noweiser.
Noweiser,
right.
Okay.
Which is our wheat beer.
Okay. And then all these other tappers, where do you get all those beers from?
From distributors that are in this area.
So. Well, I know, but I mean, where are they...
Oh, okay. We have beers from California, from Michigan, as far away as Germany. We've got ABT 12 by St. Bernardus, which is one of the best beers in the world on tap. So, we've got a full selection for every palate.
How many did you say? 20?
24.
24.
Taps.
Wow. Taps. Does that include your three?
Yes, it
okay.
does. So we're blowing kegs of... both Noweiser and D-Town Brown, those are our big sellers. Last night, I don't know if I can say this word on radio, but it's Miles Davis's Bitches Brew made by Dogfish Head. And
you just did. I don't think you got bleeped.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right, so just think about my little suggestion. Just little bitty shot glasses of beer while you're waiting in line, just to get the anticipation up. Think about it.
All right.
All right, everybody, head down there this weekend. And, Drew, good luck to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for being
on.
Thanks,
Jeff. Thanks, everybody.
And thanks, you two, for not showing up, your partners.
Okay, I'll scold them this morning.
I'm teasing
them.
Hey, Demare's coming up right after the news.